Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You know what's cool?
What's cool, man? What's cool? What's good?
Hearing this in a ballroom played over concert-style speakers. That was awesome.
That was very cool. Yeah. Yesterday morning, we were hosting Good Morning Cedar Rapids for the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance. Hence, we weren't here,
yes.
But we still kind
hence.
Of got, hence, henceforth, but we still got this flavor of our morning starting this way because we played the song in the room. It was
I didn't
awesome.
Realize we could use it beyond here. And we were getting the final touches planned on that show a couple days ago. We're like, we have a theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Play the theme song. All of that work went into the theme song this past summer.
And I have to say, I'm so proud of the song. It put me at ease. I'm like, yeah.
That's a good point. It just kind of made that room feel like we were back in this studio with 753 people staring at us.
I was so overcome, I did an air guitar.
Wait, I didn't see you. I was lost on the other side of the ballroom.
I know.
I couldn't get through the tables.
They were very tight.
They were. I would have been on stage sooner, but legit, I was finding a path where I didn't have to ask someone to move their chair.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Sorry. Welcome to the breakfast. I'm trying to get that way.
753 people was a lot.
Yeah.
In one room.
We had a great time. We got to honor some local businesses. If you're taking some medicine this morning, we have a company in town that makes what goes into the medicine that's not the medicine.
Right? Didn't you know that? Now we do.
Seven restaurants in town under the fun and fancy label. I'm sure you've been to one of those.
Probably.
And on top of both of those, there is a company that actually has an app that local hog farms use. And we celebrated them as well.
High tech right in downtown Cedar Rapids,
yeah.
But it's agro, I guess, technology. It's very, very cool.
And then, and I really appreciate this, the event is really a business award breakfast, but they do take some time and carve out for local nonprofits. We got to talk to Big Brothers Big Sisters,
mm-hmm.
Got to talk to Horizons, and we got a sneak peek of Olaf from Theater Cedar Rapids, and Mick Evans is playing Olaf. You have to get your tickets for this show. It opens tomorrow.
Absolutely. They are working with these very cool puppets. Olaf is like, comes to life because he is a puppet that Mick Evans actually operates. It's going to be a very cool production.
Yes. So it's always fun to be asked to host that event. It's just full of energy at
yes.
that type. For us, that's normal hours.
Mm-hmm.
For most people, just to get to work by 8 is a big deal, right? And they have to be there before 7.
Right.
So we had a great time yesterday. Big thanks to the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance.
Very big morning. Very big morning. But I'm glad to be back here.
Yes.
You know, in our comfortable confines.
I see we're wearing, I'm a little more dressed up, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, good.
You're coming in a little more cash.
I am a
compared
little,
to yesterday.
Absolutely. No, I figured I owed it to myself. I'm going to wear my laid back look.
Yeah.
Casual.
I think everything you're wearing has elastic in it.
It does. Got my comfy pants, but they're dress pants with an elastic band. It's like
that's
sweatpants.
The way to do it.
These are my work sweatpants.
Nice.
And congratulations to some world record holders.
Yes, we know what that's like.
We know exactly what a huge accomplishment it is to actually get a world record. It is hard to, especially when you're trying to bring people together.
Yes, for sure.
A gathering of people. And imagine, friends, a gathering of 374 bagpipers piping. That's what they just broke in Australia. A bunch of bagpipers got together to play It's a Long Way to the Top If You Want to Rock and Roll by AC/DC.
All on bagpipe?
All on bagpipe.
Well, we love breaking a world record, don't we? And there are hundreds and hundreds of people here from the public to watch this very special moment.
Well, I've been playing bagpipes since I was 9, and I'm just sort of thinking this would be a bit of fun towards the end of my career. Go out with a bang.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
They actually were just a few blocks away from where the original music video was filmed in 1976.
Oh, the video was filmed in Australia.
Yeah.
Well, that's the perfect place to do that.
So why not break the world record right there? They broke the record. The previous record was 333 pipers piping.
And this is how many?
374.
Wow.
That's a couple more, isn't it?
I always feel like when you get a big group of bagpipes, it's going to bring in some sort of flock of animal.
Yes.
Like a call of the wild.
It will attract something.
Like
how?
Dingoes.
Yeah. Or- So maybe an Australian something.
I don't know. A flock of emus all of a sudden is like, that's it. We've been waiting to hear.
It's just such a unique sound. It's, yeah.
Yes, it is. It's a very unique sound.
Unique.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, yesterday, you and I, front and center on stage, 753 people having breakfast at the DoubleTree.
Oh, my goodness.
It's part of Good Morning Cedar Rapids. You went the right route. You went a little more cash today. You'll notice I'm button-down, sweater,
yeah,
slacks.
Got to go to church or something, or what?
Feels like it. No, I'm emceeing an event in Iowa City. This is new to me. Feels a little fresh. I'm going to emcee a kind of heavy hors d'oeuvre cocktail. Let's get to know Child Serve.
Okay.
Child Serve is Iowa's only children's specialty hospital. So from medical care, pediatric rehabilitation, autism, behavioral health, community-based services. And it's based in Iowa, locations in Johnston, Iowa City for sure. And they're doing a little event at the top of the, what is that, a courtyard right there by Kinnick? You got that rooftop lounge. Yeah. And the color, by the way, is kind of an off purple. So I figured I'd be
What's
on brand.
Off purple? Lavender?
That's what people call it. Lavender.
Off purple. Who says off purple?
Light purple?
Off white, yes.
Why not off purple?
Off purple? It's what do you mean? Like it's blue or it's more red? Or-
no, blue is blue and red is red. This is
no.
in the purple family.
No, but it's- purple can have a little bit more blue to it and be a little bit more of like a blueberry.
Well, I guess this is more great. It's, off, it's lighter purple.
It's off purple.
It's
I don't know how else to describe this.
Why are you? It's off purple. That's what it is.
Oh, I have to look up see if there's an actual off purple. Like, there's a lot of off purple.
I'm sure Benjamin Moore makes a paint.
Absolutely. But, like, where are we going? Are we going more like
it's
in the
not
red,
eggplant.
Violet?
No. I am. What? Give me something in this world that is not full on purple.
There's so many things, is what I'm saying. There's a
but
spectrum
light, but
of
light,
color.
Lighter purple.
Okay.
Light, but kind of dusty purple. Am I helping?
Light, dusty purple. Mm. You are a wordsmith. Thank you for your work.
Maybe I'm not emceeing this. Maybe I just lost the job.
Hey, Eric, we heard you describe our color, and we decided it's off.
You are not invited to help us raise any money.
It is totally a no-go.
In fact, pay us for our time.
You pay us? Yes.
Yes.
I am so glad that we get to catch up like this because We had a very busy couple of days. We had our big Good Morning Cedar Rapids yesterday. And then the night before that, we do a little rehearsal. And we had to make a couple of tweaks to mm-hmm. some things. So I came back to the radio station at a time of day. I'm not at the radio station typically.
No, it had a PM after it.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm used to being here at 7 a.m., but not usually 7 p.m. But it felt kind of the same. You know, it's still kind of dark
outside. It's dark, yeah.
That time of year, the sun's just not around anymore. As I was driving in, though, it's about 7 p.m.-ish, and I'm pulling into the driveway, and I saw two skunks scampering together as if they were two skunks in love.
Mm-hmm.
Wee. I believe they're in love.
Well, we know this time of year, deer fall in love.
Yes.
Do skunk also?
That is my question.
Before going into the long winter months?
Is it skunk love season?
I don't know if it's skunk love season or not.
Like, did I like walk into something and they're like, oh, yeah, gotta
did
get
you
out of here.
Interrupt?
Did I interrupt?
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry, my darling.
There was a skunk sock on the door. Don't come in.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Effective today, November 13th, and tomorrow, just added, Friday, November 14th, the First Avenue Bridge again closed between First Street East and West. They are still working on that roller gate testing. Expected to be done by Saturday. Detours will be posted. Effective at 10 o'clock tonight, the 13th, going into tomorrow morning, the I-380 southbound exit at Wright Brothers will be closed again. I only bring it up if you are that early Chicago, what do they have? Chicago, Atlanta, Minneapolis, and like it leaves at like 5 something in the morning, which means you're going to the airport late 3s, early 4.
Ooh.
That exit's still going to be closed.
Good to know.
So alternate route, or you're going to have to go past it. They'll kind of slingshot you around the sun and bring you back up. They're going to take you down.
Slingshot you around the sun.
Well, down to the next exit.
It's not that bad.
Add a little bit of time tomorrow if you're headed to the airport. After the longest shutdown in history, the House in D.C. passed a bill last night to fund the government through January the 30th. So we may be doing this all over again in 3 months.
Yeah.
It's been signed by the president. The government has been shut down since October the 1st. So out of the gate, 800,000 federal employees who had been furloughed or working without pay will start receiving a paycheck again and get back pay. SNAP benefits have now been restored through September of next year. 42 million Americans who rely on the program should see funds soon. However, remember, money comes from the government, goes to your state, then state fills the fund. So it's not everybody's going to get them in 24 hours. It's going to take a little bit of time. Speaking of time, probably a solid 2 months before air traffic is back to where we are used to.
2 months?
2 months. Do you have a SNAP question?
No.
Okay, you're kind of lingering there.
Yeah.
The reason I'm saying that for two reasons. One, they're still going to cut some of the flights through this weekend because that's what they had planned to do anyway. But to just get traffic control back up and running with people who were furloughed, maybe people are now not happy, right?
Yeah.
The last time we had a shutdown, it took them about 2 months to get to normal operation. So that is 2 months of two of the heaviest travel months of this time. So just be ready for that. What's got us feeling all right? Take you to the great state of Ohio. Once upon a time, there was Jacob and Nicole.
Okay.
High school friends. They worked at separate places. They were on a rec softball league. And they started dating. And things got serious after about a couple of years.
Friends to lovers?
Yes. Well, I don't know what happens, but yes, to be lovers. So Jacob's like, this is it. I got to get down on one knee. I've got to propose.
She's the one.
We really kind of found each other in the softball team. We're in the rec league tournament. I'm going to do it at home plate.
Whoa.
And also super romantic. Somehow he fashioned or found online. Because you like those rec leagues, it's that big yellow softball.
Yeah.
Right? It's clamshell. Opens up, rings inside.
What?
Okay. He's going to do it to start the game. So the team's kind of out milling around. It's time for the coin flip.
Okay.
So, understandably, there's a little bit of commotion anyway. And Nicole has been tapped by the coach to call it. So she's wandering to the coin flip, which is a little bit away from home base. He's prepped. He's on bended knee.
Should she turn, he's ready.
Friends and family in the crowd, cameras up.
Obviously.
Coin flip. Bing. Done. Umpire. Play ball. She walks right past him.
What the heck?
She just thought the commotion was because the game was starting.
Oh.
She didn't see him.
Oh.
She was so focused on that coin flip. She walks right past Jacob.
What does he say?
He says nothing. The entire crowd goes, turn around. And then that's when she saw it.
Oh.
Said yes immediately. Happy couple getting married in 2027. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Amy Schumer is celebrating. She has recently lost a bunch of weight, and she posted a series of pictures of herself in a little red dress. She looks wonderful. But then she did something that was a little odd. She deleted every picture that she had ever posted previously. Just scrubbed the whole
celebrities
profile.
Celebrities seem to do that scrub, though. Usually, Taylor Swift I go to, when something big is coming
Yes.
up.
Yes, and it's going to mean something, yeah. right? Well, people started wondering out loud why Amy Schumer would do such a thing. Maybe she hated what she looked like before she lost all the weight or something. In a follow-up post, she explained the move. She said, I didn't delete my old photos because they were of pre-losing weight. I'm always proud of how I looked, but I've been working on being pain-free, and I finally am. She has endometriosis. That's been getting better. She also had back surgery. So that pain's no longer there. She says she also has Cushing syndrome, and that was what caused her face to get very kind of puffy. So that has gone back. So her face is back to normal. She said, I'm just grateful to be strong and healthy, especially for my son. Instagram is not your identity. It's a curation of what you want the world to see. And I'm feeling strong and beautiful, and it's been fun sharing that moment.
Makes total sense.
I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a digital photo album. So
exactly.
You just took some pages out.
Yep.
That's all.
Those aren't there anymore. Look at this.
Look at this one instead.
Huh? Eddie Murphy believes that he cured himself of OCD.
Talk me through this.
Okay. His new Netflix documentary, he says that he cured himself. When he was a kid, he used to do things like get out of bed multiple times in the night to check the stove and make sure the gas was off every single night. And he always just thought it was because he's weird. But he saw a news report on OCD and everything clicked. He's like, oh, that's what I have. That's why I do stuff like that. Not a doctor, you just diagnosed yourself. He said, and then when I saw that it was some mental illness, I made myself stop doing it. I was like, not doing it anymore. I thought I was weird. I ain't gonna have some mental illness. So forget that.
At this point of the story, how many times have you censored yourself?
Three.
Okay.
Mental illness, my...
Four.
Four. So he just stopped doing it.
So I think it has to do with the wording. He has not cured himself. He still has those tendencies. Is it mental illness? I think it is just a product of your brain chemistry, for
right,
sure.
Right.
I have that quirk with my vitamins, right?
Sure.
And I probably could stop that.
You're very particular.
I'm very particular.
I could make you take two different colored vitamins at the same time.
Tomorrow I'm taking one. It's the last one of the bottle.
What?
I'm just going to have to deal with it. So I feel like he got used to that. Or was able to ignore.
I know. I'm like, you don't have a clinical diagnosis. Self-diagnosed and now claiming you cured it. I don't know if you can do that.
Because like a lot of things, it is at varying degrees, right?
Right, right. Thank you.
So I don't know if that was exactly OCD.
Dr. Eddie Murphy.
It's, you know what that's for? To get more people to watch a documentary.
Exactly.
That's what that is.
Exactly. Okay. There was a content creator named Lydia Gertichu, and she created a mashup of two songs that kind of went viral once one of the artists shared it. AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys shared Everybody Backstreet's Back,
yep,
mashed up with Taylor Swift's Elizabeth Taylor, and it kind of went viral. It's fun, right? It's a great mashup.
Yes.
People really started paying attention once AJ shared it. And then Taylor Swift commented, oh my gosh, AJ, this would be amazing. She's a fan. You know, she grew up with boy bands.
Oh, totally.
Loves them too. So AJ has kind of thrown out this idea. The Backstreet Boys had a residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. And they just announced that they're going to be extending it. They're going to do several shows in December and January of 2026. And he hinted at maybe the possibility of Taylor Swift joining them on stage at the Sphere.
I don't see it.
I don't see her doing it, but what a great idea. He said it would break the planet if it happened.
You would. It's in an interesting location in Vegas because
mm-hmm.
it's off of the Venetian, so it's near the north end of the Strip.
I was like, how many people can actually go in there?
I don't know the venue capacity, but my first concern is you'll have so many people surrounding it.
Yeah.
And also, the only way to get there is to use a walkway. I don't think it could bear the weight. Even if people didn't have tickets, it would cause such a commotion. I think Vegas would say no. And Vegas doesn't say no to anything.
Seriously.
Like, if she's going to do something in Vegas, they would have to be prepared for it.
Oh, I know. I'm like, what venue in Vegas could handle a Taylor Swift?
I would be concerned if it was like a secret, like where she just magically appears one night.
Right.
And then word gets out, that would probably be worse. Crazy.
Exactly. So he says the invitation is out there. If she wants to just pop up for a show, she would be welcome. I think it's a nice idea.
You're going
to
break Las Vegas.
But you can't break Vegas, AJ. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Thursday mornings, we open up these solid white oak doors. Handcrafted sometime, probably in the 1700s.
Probably.
And we go to our big radio court of law. The doors were made before radios.
Yes.
But yet here we are in our radio court of law.
These hallowed halls of radio justice deciding the things that, you know, they really matter. And this mattered enough to somebody that they texted us, Z102.9 text line, and wanted to know, how do you shower? What's the normal way to approach a shower? Do you face the shower head or do you have your back to it?
And we've thought long and hard about this question. Were they asking, like, when you walk in or how much time you're spending? Because we're all going to say a bit of both, understandably.
Agreed.
But you have a preferred side, I have to presume, and you're spending more time than another facing one direction. And that is where we're going to make our arguments. And that is where you have to pick one or the other. Both will not be an accepted answer today.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. We need to hear either I face front for a majority of the time or I face back for the majority of the time. I will go with the sane crowd and say...
The sane crowd?
The sane crowd. Mm. The crowd that faces front. Water is cascading on my face and my front.
What?
That is the most logical way to take a shower, Claire. You're cleaning the part of your body that you present to the world daily. That's the part.
You present your whole self.
But how much time are you spending talking to the back of my head? Zero time. You're looking at my face. That's my front. Also,
the moneymaker.
Most of your smelly bits are in the front. That's the part that needs clean the most. And lastly, when you can't reach half your body because it's in the back, why spend more time there? All you need to do is just give the back just a little boop, just a spritz. But spend the time in the front. Also, that water is there to wake you up. It's cascading. It's massaging your face. Don't worry about soap in your eyes. All you got to do is, guess what? Close them. That's solved it. And it drips down, and you just let the suds all the way down to your toes, and you can watch to make sure the water goes down the drain. Water to the front. Why are we having this argument?
Why? Because you're doing it wrong.
To the front, I say. You shower front.
No, I face the opposite wall, back to the shower head. Got all this hair. I'm spending 90% of my shower with my back to the wall. You're going to get soap in your eyes because of all that shampoo. And then if you face the water is like, it can sting your eyes. It gets in your eyes.
Look.
What is the point?
Move your head.
Are we waterboarding ourselves? What are we doing? No. You need to be able to breathe. You need to not get soap in your eyes. That is why you have your back to the shower head. The water gently cascades down, falls down your back. The only people who face the shower, and the only reason that you have ever even attempted it, is because people in movies always face the shower head. It's weird. It's not real. You know what? It's the movies. It's fake.
You say back.
I say back.
I say front. We need to find seven people to agree with one of us. We are not accepting both as an answer.
How do you shower? When you get in, do you face the shower head or do you have your back to the shower head?
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Jury in a hurry in the shower, front or back?
Back to the water.
Back to the water. Nice and sane. Thank you.
Hi, jury in a hurry in the shower. More time facing the water or back to the water?
Back to the water.
That's right. That's because that's how you do it.
That's what?
What?
That's
is it? What?
You know what? When you came in with the hair argument, I knew I lost. But hold on. We're only two in.
Hang on.
Hey, it's jury in a hurry. You're taking a shower. Are you facing the water most of the time or is it on your back most of the time?
I say I am on my back.
On your back.
Thank you.
There's no way.
Thank you, caller.
Come on. Where are my bald bearded guys?
Dang it.
Jury in a hurry. Shower time. More time facing the water or back to the water?
Back to the water, 100%.
Dang it. 100%. Thank you, caller.
Jury in a hurry. It's shower time. Are you facing the water or facing the wall?
Facing the wall, man.
Facing the wall, man.
That's right. Back it up. Thanks for backing me up.
God, I hope one person backs me up.
I hope for you, too. You're so lonely over there.
What are you at, a 5-0 right now?
5-0.
Hey, it's jury in a hurry, taking a shower. Are you facing the water or facing the wall for most of the time?
I have to go with Claire on this one.
Another facing the wall. Woo. It's like you guys are in shower detention.
We all learned how to do it properly. That's what we did.
It's the Blair Shower Project. Okay, let's try this person who's been on hold. Jury in a hurry, you're taking a shower. You facing the water, you facing the wall.
So I am again in the car with my teenage driver. I won tickets the other day to Elf.
Oh, yes!
So my son says front.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, you got one, Eric.
But wait.
What do you say?
I say back.
Dang it!
Yeah!
That's the deciding vote.
But I do spin around a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, there's no denying. There's certain instances where, yeah, you need to get the front.
But you're facing the wall.
Most of the time, you're not
but when you're washing your hair, definitely back.
You can't relate, huh? You can't relate.
You know what? As a guy with no hair and a beard, I'm appealing this decision. Claire, congratulations. Caller, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck to your son getting his driver's license. Hey, I got one.
One.
I got one, but most people facing the wall.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.